This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Esther Chamakili. Hundreds of employees working at the National Institutes of Health lost their jobs earlier this year as part of mass firings by the Trump administration. The loss of institutional knowledge and manpower were especially felt in Bethesda, where the NIH is headquartered. But layoffs aren't the only thing worrying scientists and public health experts. They are concerned hundreds of canceled research grants are going to undermine progress in combating diseases like HIV. And that includes research taking place in the D.C. region. KFF Health News correspondent Ray Ellen Bichelle has been reporting on the cuts, and she joins us now to talk about how they're being felt here and across the country. Ray, welcome.
Great to be here, Esther.
So get us up to speed. Which areas of research have been hit by these cuts?
So we're seeing grants that focus on HIV and vaccine research. Those have been cut. And then also grants for programs focused on the health of racial or gender minorities, too.
At least 14 grants that we know of were terminated in D.C. Some of those were for the Whitman Walker Institute, which specializes in providing health care to LGBTQ plus Black and Latino communities and people living with HIV. KFF Health News spoke with Kellen Baker, Whitman Walker's executive director for health and research policy, about how the organization heard about cuts to their funding.
We received some very nasty notes, if I may say, from the federal government that accused us of doing work related to quote-unquote DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, in ways that it characterized inaccurately as unscientific.
One of Whitman Walker's canceled grants was for $2 million. It was supposed to go toward building a research center in Southeast D.C. to expand access to the latest in HIV treatment and prevention there. Baker said they still plan to build the facility, but it will take longer.
Lives are on the line. So every day that we are not able to move forward with the construction of this biomedical hub is a day lost in fighting the HIV epidemic.
Ray, what has this meant for scientists doing all this work?
My colleague Rachana Pradhan and I, we heard similar stories across the country. We spoke with scientists who say the way the Trump administration is making recent federal funding cuts, it ignores the fact that diseases and other conditions don't affect all Americans equally, even something like the flu. The CDC says Black children are more likely to be hospitalized and die from it than non-Hispanic white children. So one group of researchers I talked to, they were trying to find a way to get more Black children vaccinated. Their grant was cut.
What else did you uncover about the effects of the recent NIH reductions around the country?
We analyzed the first month of grant cuts. And what we found is that blue states and some Ivy League institutions were certainly hard hit, but so were states that reliably voted for Republicans. In fact, about 40% of organizations that were affected, they were in states that Trump won in November. We're talking about flagship universities sometimes in Florida, Ohio, Nebraska.
Yeah, George Washington University is among those that lost funding. How are these cuts going to affect medical research nationwide going forward?
Policy watchers say the impact could be really big. Some of these studies can take more than a decade to complete. So even if there's a change in policy after, say, the next election, the damage is done. When the funding disappears, the research can't just restart with the flip of a switch. And there may be more cuts to come. So the Trump administration's budget proposal for next year, it calls on Congress to slash the NIH budget more than 40%.
All right. That was Ray Ellen Bichelle with our partner KFF Health News. Ray, thank you so much for your time and your reporting.
Thanks for having me.